Chelsea Berryman, 17, is living with her family in Mozambique, where her parents are missionaries for OMS International, a global ministry active in 46 countries. The mission of the organization is to launch and support Christ-centered churches. The Berrymans have been in Mozambique since September 2005 and are establishing an English language program in Maputo, the capital of Mozambique. This is Allison Gardner. I'm a YPress editor and a member of the Warren Central High School speech team. I'm reading Chelsea's commentary for her because she is in Mozambique. By Chelsea Berryman, 17, YPress. I instantly became fascinated last spring as I listened to a fellow missionary discuss growing up in India. It made me want to go there too, even though I've loved getting to know the people and culture in the African country of Mozambique. When Susan Wilde mentioned that she and her husband were going to India in the summer, I jokingly said, "Sign me up." From there, I was on my way to India for a month. It would be the first time I would be away from my parents and sister for an extended time, and I was nervous, but excited to go and exert my independence. My travels as a missionary in India would provide more opportunities for me to share Jesus Christ's message of salvation and show His love. It's a powerful thing to be a witness. A good thing about being young is that I can still touch the hearts of fellow youth who wouldn't listen to a similar message from adults. One such experience took place on a night train trip in the northern part of the country. I stayed up till 1 a.m. talking to 3 16-year-old Indian girls about their beliefs. Their family is Muslim. They told me all about Allah as their one and only God. I told them that is similar to my God. They have read the Gospels and believe in all our prophets, but denied Jesus as God. They see him as just another prophet, like Abraham or Moses, and they don't believe he was crucified. I was shocked and emphasized my belief in Jesus Christ and how he died for our sins to set humankind free. I asked them why they couldn't see that truth. How can we all read the same Gospels and believe totally different things? We sat on the bed in silence. The oldest girl finally spoke up and told me I was very different from her friends, and that she would think about what I had told her that night. As they headed off to bed, I just sat there, frustrated. I was blown away. I felt like the truth about Christianity was staring them in the face, yet they were blind to it and trapped in their own beliefs. I could only hope that I'd planted the right seed in them for someone else to reap. This experience showed me that I need to be prepared for anything that someone throws at me. I need to be strong in my beliefs and battle things out and not give up. India was fascinating for so many reasons. I learned so much and was able to see one of the 7 wonders of the world, the Taj Mahal, and put my faith into action by working many hours in a community library, inventorying books in stifling heat. But the most important wonder of the trip was learning so much about myself. I now realize that we all need to be open to other cultures and be willing to listen to those in need, but I learned that I need to get out of my own comfort zone and speak up about Jesus' word, too. You never know when someone could come into your heart and change your world.